AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police are looking for a person who opened fire at a Houston area high school. There's no word yet on any injuries. A month after President Trump was impeached by the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi is clearing the way for the two articles to be sent to the Senate for trial. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is demanding witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents. Who has ever heard of a trial without witnesses and documents?
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We can't go there yet. So we'll just have to wait and see what the feeling of the Senate is after listening to the arguments and the period of written questions.
Democrats wanting to be president debate tonight in Iowa, less than 3 weeks before the state's caucuses. AP's Rita Foley reports a half dozen will be on the stage tonight and are feeling pressure.
Tonight's the last time the leading Democratic presidential contenders will face a national audience on the debate stage before primary voting begins. And there are new signs of tension among all the top-tier candidates, particularly Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. He denies telling her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump.
One thing about tonight's lineup, all six are white. Cory Booker ended his campaign. Andrew Yang and Deval Patrick failed to qualify. Two key trade deals coming to a head. Phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement doesn't include removal of tariffs on Chinese goods. Senate is expected to soon consider the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says both are a big boost to the economy, especially if China also agrees to the final trade agreement.
The goal is to make sure every household responds to the 2020 census.
According to us.
President Trump and China's chief negotiator are scheduled to sign a modest trade agreement tomorrow. This is AP News. The Census Bureau is buying ads. Get the word out on the 2020 census.
The goal is to make sure every household responds to the 2020 census.
According to us, it's about participation.
A multi-million dollar campaign covers all forms of media.
The 2020 census gives us the opportunity to support what's important and allows our voice to be heard.
The head count starts next week in rural native villages in Alaska, but the rest of the country won't be able to start answering the questionnaire until mid-March.
Everyone living in their home on April 1st counts.
The Census Bureau says the questionnaire can be answered online, though people will still be able to do it by phone or by mailing back paper forms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Fuel dumped by an airliner making an emergency return today to Los Angeles Airport due to an engine problem fell on three schools, causing minor irritation to 40 children and adults. L.A. County Fire Department says some people had mild skin irritation, which washed off with soap and water. I'm Tim McGuire.